With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ian Sully Yates. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Crutchfield and the Visualite Cinema, the Valley's home for world-class cinema, including foreign and independent film. The title, Zach and Miri Make a Porno, tells everything important about the movie. Much like 2006's Snakes on a Plane, the exposition and resolution are an afterthought to the film's meat, concisely described in the title. That being said, the movie is hilarious. With this film, Kevin Smith has shown that he can still be funny and irreverent without relying on a small company of actors or setting the film in New Jersey. A stark contrast to Smith's earlier work, Zach and Miri Make a Porno is set in Pittsburgh. He borrows heavily from Judd Apatow's traditional team of actors in this one, bringing the differences of their filmmaking styles to light. Kevin Smith cannot be beaten when it comes to dialogue. He has never balked at waxing intellectual on even the most obscene subjects. Where Smith and Apatow both love to explore the rise of the loser to greatness, Smith's losers are far more desperate, making their harebrained schemes more believable. A weakness that continues to haunt Kevin Smith is his inability to be sentimental without being saccharine. Apatow can make his characters witty and offensive without turning them into teddy bears when they feel emotion. While Zach and Miri does not come close to the two-hour schmaltz fest that was Kevin Smith's Jersey Girl, it's a major problem in a film where the majority of the characters are exposed or put in compromising positions. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ian Sully Yates. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by the Visualite Cinema and by Crutchfield, bringing the theater home with a selection of digital flat panel TVs and home theater gear in Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, and at crutchfield.com. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.